Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to 5 O'Clock Fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 O'Clock Fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is we are live. Clap it up. Let me hear the people out here. There we go. Yeah, it's a party out here, 5 o'clock hour. We are live at Talliard's here in Sugar Land on a football Friday, getting you ready for a must-win game. This is probably the third time we've said that this year. Must-win game for the Texans. And by the way, in every one of them, they have won. Right? Must-win versus the Ravens. They had to win that one. Must-win versus the 49ers. And then last week happened. But another must-win game to stay alive against the Jags coming up on Sunday. We'll get you ready for that. The injury report coming up here in just a bit. Just a reminder, if you have not done so, you can get a glass. We're doing our set. We got a 4-glass set today in a unique three more. So we got 3 more glasses. If you haven't got one, I don't know if it's in the loop or the drive, but there were 2 sets of glasses that were in the loop and the drive.
That's the loop right there.
In the loop,
baby.
Right there. All right. There's Reggie right there. If you ain't seen Reggie, say what's up to Reggie. Reggie's in the building. Doing his thing, it's important.
Big Reg.
There he is. From In the Loop. His face, along with Figgy and John Lopez, right there. 3 more left. You can go and grab one of those, and you got a chance to win a pair of tickets. A pair of tickets to see the Houston Texans in a future game in the 5 o'clock hour. This hour, a little bit later on, we will hook you up. If you have not put a ticket in the raffle box, you might want to do so to give yourself a chance to win. By the way, anybody near Tomball in here? Anybody near Tomball? A show of hands. Anybody near Tomball? We got a free oil change you can also get as well, courtesy of Tomball. Ford, any type of vehicle you need to use or to get an oil change on, you can do that there as well. All right, Clint, the injury report is out, and let's start with the Texans because it is it's a long one. It's Houston Astros, like we said the other day. They got multiple people out. Guys that we knew were going to be out, Clint, C.J. Stroud. We knew he was going to be out. DeMeco let that cat out of the bag on Wednesday. And then Jalen Petrie, Matt Burke kind of let the cat out of the bag yesterday that he would be out. And Fairbairn, with that right quad issue, the kicker, he is out as well. But to finish things off, 2 other major points are Titus Howard. He is out with that concussion. So that now looks at Titus Howard, Jalen Petrie, and C.J. Stroud all out with concussions. Ed Ingram with the knee, he is out. Christian Harris with a shin issue, he is out. And so is Jakob Johnson. He is out. Harrison Bryant is questionable. Everybody else who missed practice, full participant, and don't have a designation, including Will Anderson, Denico Autry, and Dalton Schultz. Clint, when you look at this list for the Texans, when you look at this list, let's take C.J. Stroud out of it. Obviously, the quarterback position is the most important position on the field. Which one to you do you believe will be the biggest thing that could potentially negatively affect the Texans?
Well, I'm going to take Kyeme Fairbairn out of the conversation too, because that's clear. I mean, he's 5 of 6 last week from field goal in the field goal department, and
yes,
and gave us a chance. So you take those two guys,
and
off
in particular with this team, the way that they struggle to score touchdowns, he's had to kick a lot of field goals.
Yeah, look, I think that to me, I look at this two different ways. I think there's one particular injury that I think is going to alter a game plan in a major way, and that is the Tytus Howard, Ed Ingram situation, right? How they choose to fill in for Tytus Howard is going to dictate whether we see the 6 offensive linemen, additional tight end type stuff. It's going to dictate how much 12 personnel we see. There's a lot of game plan personnel stuff that I think is going to come from how they handle Tytus Howard and Ed Ingram. But I think the big one here really is Jalen Petrie, and it's about Jalen Petrie, the caliber player he is, the year he's having, as well as the way that we're thin around him at the safety position, at the corner position, at the nickel defender position, right? C.J. Gardner-Johnson got ran up out of here. Jimmy Ward's been injured and been arrested a couple of times. I mean, you got those two guys, and then your corner what's the kid from USC? Jalen Smith.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be. Hell, he got hurt last week. He's on IR for the rest of the year. And so he's out. So you are just really thin in that coverage defender position, including the nickel defender. And so I think that one right there is the one that's the bigger, not the big concern of like, oh, my gosh, what's the Texans defense going to do? Because I think D'Amico Ryans has proven to be, I mean, tremendous in these moments. But you're one injury away from, boy, what does this thing look like?
Yeah.
Who's playing corner? Who's playing nickel defender? Who's playing safety? Like, you're one injury away from being in a really tough spot of who's going to be on the field. So I think that's the one that – which I think our defense is going to be fine either way. It just – I don't know how they're going to address the issue.
Yeah. I mean, that you would think, Clint, that they are probably going to take a hit in terms of how they run the football,
yeah,
by this, and potentially how they protect.
Yeah.
And to be honest, as you've talked about it, Jacksonville this year has not been a dominant team up front. Their D-line hasn't been dominant. But you wonder if they're made to look better when you talk about, man, you got two backups and a rookie left tackle
in
here.
I think the bigger one to watch when it comes to the injury report for the Texans, I think it's Harrison Bryant. And I know a lot of people are like, who the hell are you talking about? Well, I mean, we've had 3 tight ends go down. He is the number 2 tight end right now. His role in this offense is be the hand in the dirt, more of a blocking tight end, whether it's pass protection or run game. And just generally speaking, he's the number 2 tight end. We run a lot of 12 personnel. And so if he ends up not being able to play, he's questionable right now. If he ends up not being able to play and you're down – the Fisher package because he's starting at right tackle. Hell, what do you do at the tight end position beyond Dalton Schultz? So I think that is a bigger, like, if I'm picking one thing on this and I'm going, uh-oh, what are we going to do? Do we have answers? It's more about Harrison Bryant and that tight end role than it is this other stuff. I think we've got guys that I'm anxious to see play.
Yeah. Also, on the other side, Jacksonville's going to be without their most talented wide receiver.
Big.
He's not been great this year, but Brian Thomas Jr., he is out of this game. And as we said, man, it's been up and down. This guy's a rookie at 1,300 yards. I haven't seen Ocho talk about him as much this year. but Ocho, every single day, would text in. I wonder what it looked like if Brian Thomas Jr. was on the other side. But even in their first game, he had the big play. He dropped balls in that game, but he is capable of making big plays. So I think that is a big thing to me, because we talk about this with the Texans all the time on the offense. The Texans' defense most definitely can smother this Jacksonville team. And that that helps them, not having Brian Thomas Jr. They can really make things tight and difficult.
Look, they've got a couple of guys that have made plays, and we know them. I mean, that have made plays against the Texans, not named Brian Thomas Jr. But if we're going to be honest with you, the Jacksonville Jaguars lead the league in drops this year at the wide receiver position. I'm sure their tight ends are mixed in there too. Their pass catchers have dropped more balls than anybody in football this year. Brian Thomas Jr. is the one that gets highlighted because he went for 1,300 yards last year, yep. Right? But they all have had that problem. The reality of it is Brian Thomas Jr. not being on the field is a major threat, play in, play out, that's not going to be there for Jacksonville, which bodes well for all of us in Houston. I don't care if he has dropped a couple of balls. I know what he's capable of doing, and I don't want to be on the field with him when he all of a sudden has a wake-up moment and goes out there and has a monster game. I'd just soon him be on the pine. So
yeah.
I'm good with this one.
Yeah, big there. Big players out for both teams on the injury front. Obviously, the Texans affected more, but Brian Thomas Jr. being out is not nothing. That's a big deal for their offense.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Thursday Night Football. We've been here at Talyards and always enjoy it. We got TVs all over the place, so if you want to get in here and watch – You got the NBA tonight. You got some college football. You want to get here and watch it? You can check it out. But they have been forcing us for most of the day to have to rewatch that crap that played on last night. Crap's not the word I want to use, but they made us have to rewatch the Broncos and the Raiders, and it's been on every TV that I've looked at and had to rewatch that game as we've been sitting here doing that show. That was just awful. Denver, the team that the Texans. Played last week, and you clearly get even more frustrated because you think, boy, you really should have had that game the way that team is playing. But they are somehow 8-2, winning last night 10-7, just ruining Tyler's best bets last night, just up and down the board. Hell, they even fired their special teams coordinator after that. The Raiders did. The block punt is what ultimately gave them the lead for a field goal. Clint, Denver is currently right now the number one seed in the AFC. You saw them up close and personal. You thought yesterday was going to be a blowout. What you saw yesterday, what are you thinking about Denver now?
Well, yesterday was not a good day for my Denver take, that's for sure. I'm going to ride with them. I'm going to stay with them. You know, I'm never one to quit early on a take, but I believe that what are they sitting at right now? 8-2?
They're 8-2, yep.
I mean, they're sitting at 8-2 and right now, if you look offensively, they're just out of whack. I mean, they're not good offensively. They're not in rhythm. There's nothing that they're consistent with. I mean, they struggle throwing the quick game. Thankfully, if you're a Denver fan, I mean, you know, the Harvey kid, he popped some. He's a little bit of a highlight reel. You know, thankfully, they just keep taking shots and taking a ton of risk and hitting a couple of them. But they've got to get better at the quarterback position. They got to get better offensively across the board if they're going to hold on to being one of the better teams in the AFC.
I mean, the Raiders are a bad defense.
Yep.
I mean, they've been a bad defense all year. Like this Jags team that I feel like is going to have some real problems Sunday. Obviously, the Texans are looked at as the best defense in football.
Yeah.
But the Raiders have been. I literally watched them play the Chiefs and not get 90 yards of total offense. Like they got three first downs in the game, and. That defense gave up everything, and they've been just terrible all year. And then you look at it, man, and Denver can't do nothing against that Raiders defense. They controlled the game the whole way. They may still be playing right now if they didn't block that punt. That might have been going to overtime.
Right.
I mean, going to overtime and tied if they didn't block that punt. It was bad. I mean, I think Denver's defense is everything, but you can't carry. You can't get carried all the way like that, right? I mean, that some of their games, man, they've got an 18-15 game last week that they had to have the quarterback get knocked out of and Davis Mills come in. They got a 13-11 game against the Jets. They got a 20-12 game at home against the Titans to start that was tight. They got that stupid Giants game where they're down 26-8 with 5 minutes left and somehow found a way to win that game. I don't know, boy. And none of those teams are good teams, except for maybe the Texans. None of those teams are good teams. It is wild how they're pulling this off.
That was a good save.
The jury is still out on that.
Yeah, yeah.
That
I mean, right now
game.
They're not. Let's be honest. Right now they're not.
Yeah, but yeah, that is wild. They're 8-2. It's looking like it's like Tebow like how they're pulling these things out. Like I mean, where Tebow would just play like hell for like three quarters, and then all of a sudden, like he gets some sort of I gotta be good juice for like 15 minutes, like real minutes, and then come out and then be like, how the hell he hit him on a slant like that? Bo Nix does that every week, it seems like. Wow. So 10-7 last night. Denver gets to 8-2 as they struggled to beat Geno Smith and the Raiders.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Rockets, the best team in the city, the team that has the best chance to win anything close to a championship. They are looking to get another dub as they've won, five in a row here. They'll play the Spurs coming up, and I am really, really intrigued and excited for this game. Like, we're seeing what it looks like, Clint, as Alperen Şengün hit the next level. We're starting to see that. And he is playing even better than the point that maybe I heard Reggie say it earlier this week. Şengün is playing even at a better level than he thought. I want to see him up against that alien. I want to see him up against Victor Wembanyama. And he's had really good success. I will also say Victor is taking another step and another level and has played really good, although he has struggled his last two games out. But throughout this year, he has looked like he is ready to take the next step. I want to see, because there's a different level of confidence we're seeing from Şengün. I want to see how he goes up in this challenge with the big fella.
Well, I hope I don't regret the take that I was happy when if we couldn't get that first overall pick, that the Spurs would get that first overall pick. The thought is, go beat up on Cooper Flagg, I'd like to go beat up on Wembanyama. I mean, that would be. I want the games in Texas to mean a little bit more. I don't want to just go skull drag them all the time. What fun is that? And so, yeah, I hope this is a game. I hope this is a game that we all can't wait to see, which it is at this point in time. And I hope it turns out to be a hell of a basketball game, and I hope we prove to be the better team.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I hope that Wembanyama doesn't act the damn fool and make me regret my take.
That matchup there, Şengün, and he, the way he's been playing, he seems like he may circle a game like this. Like, he seems like he may be into.
You're talking about Şengün?
Yeah,
there ain't no doubt.
Like, this is one, and he has, and he's played, and I'm sure, you know, Rockets fans who have watched him over the years, last couple of years, he's played pretty well against him in games. But we'll see, man. Victor is the best defensive player in the game, I think, already right now, and has really come on, and we'll see how that looks. So a big one tonight, and it's Tyler's favorite, and it's a NBA Cup game tonight.
So stupid.
Tyler, you know it.
I got a little into it last year.
Tyler loves the NBA Cup game. Something about the courts that really doesn't. Tyler, it's his favorite one.
I got into it a little bit.
I forgot. What did you say was your favorite court? You said the Bulls one. That's right. The Bulls one is Tyler's favorite court.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why are we channeling our inner European soccer?
There it is, man. Gotta get that.
It's
gonna
be a
man.
Good game, and I'm gonna watch these Rockets and be excited for it. But the cup stuff is so damn silly.
Yeah, man, the cup, baby, the cup. You know you love that. That's your favorite thing. All right, man. will this game be as simple as how well does Davis Mills play? Will this game be as simple as that? We'll discuss that on the.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
The other side.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Talyard Brewing in Sugarland, right next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys Ballpark, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, a beautiful time is being had here. The weather is perfect. The lights are starting to come on. It's a beautiful time to be out here on a Friday night. If you're on this side of town here in Sugarland, make your way to Talyard's as we'll be here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. But hey, man, you can be here a while. There's TVs everywhere. This is a good place to post up on a Friday night. Bring the kids, let them run around, and do your thing. Get you some good food, some good drink. It's a good time. They got cocktails. They've got any type of craft beer you're looking for. They brew it all here in the building. And you don't want to miss it, including the root beer. Get the kids the root beer. My kids love the root beer here as well, and it's a beautiful spot. So come on out here. Again, if you are close to being here or you are here and you have not done so, as soon as this segment gets finished, we will hook somebody up with a pair of Texans tickets. That is coming up as soon as this segment ends. You will get your chance to win Texans tickets. And if your name or your ticket isn't in the raffle box, you will not have an opportunity to win. So that's coming up as soon as this segment ends. All right, Clint, does this thing come down? Obviously, in a football game, there are a lot of different things that happen. But does this game come down to, can Davis Mills play well enough? And that will lead the Texans to winning this game. Is this game, for the most part, about how does Davis Mills play in this game?
Yeah. I mean, that encompasses a lot of things. I mean, yes. That encompasses the offensive coordinator and some other guys playing well. But, yeah, look, I think if Davis Mills goes out there, and he doesn't have to do anything special, I think if Davis Mills goes out there and does what we all know Davis Mills can do, take care of the football, get the ball out of your hand, you know, minimize the risk as much as you can, and when the shots are there, hit a couple of them, right? C.J. Stroud is absolutely elite at hitting those shots when they're there, and especially when they've been in rhythm in this offense. I don't expect Davis Mills to be in that category, but I do expect him to hit a couple of them. And against this defense, with our defense, I feel like Davis Mills gives you more than enough chance to win this game.
Yeah. Clint, he has been here. He was drafted in 2021, so he's been here through multiple systems, multiple head coaches, multiple offensive coordinators, multiple offensive line coaches. He's been here a lot. Him and Nico Collins, they arrived. He was the first draft pick of Nick Caserio in the third round. Go ahead.
You know, well, no, I mean, here's another. Just as you were talking about how long he's been here and what he's been through, and you know, if you look back at when you're the backup all year long, you're not getting a hell beat out of him. And if you remember training camp, Davis Mills looked like a 10 out of 10 in training camp.
Yeah.
Really, because he wasn't lined up against Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter every day getting the hell beat out of him.
Yeah.
So he's lived in a nice, comfortable world, and he has been – I'll be honest with you. I don't know why this thought just popped in my head. But, like, I would – he has been – now, it's hindsight. I don't think they did it by design. But the way that he has been able to very comfortably install this offense and rep plays and make throws and sit in a comfortable pocket and see some things unfold that Nick Caley's drawn up on the board in the meeting rooms kind of deal, he has ultimately been in the ideal situation of how you want to see an install happen. Whereas CJ is younger, got the hell beat out of him in training camp, and then gets into the season. We got the hell beat out of him all year last year, and then gets into the season and has some similar issues. And so that leads me to a place of where, you know, we've talked about it multiple times, where CJ's internal clock is just sped up because he's been getting the hell beat out of him. You know, happy. We watched a game. Who was that? Was it Tampa? It was a home game. All of a sudden, man, the feet are just happy. We ain't even ran a damn play yet. He ain't been hit yet, and his feet are happy. Like, those are obstacles that I think have been placed in front of C.J. Stroud that haven't been placed in front of Davis Mills. And so where I'm going with all that is there is it's likely that Davis Mills, out of the gate, unless he gets the hell beat out of him in the first quarter, it's likely that he's going to be a lot more settled down and see things a lot more clear.
I think he was when he initially came in against Denver.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Now, Denver changed some things, and then it just went – it went poorly, and they had to kind of adjust. They had some injuries with Titus and Ed as well. But we've seen Davis early in his career look like you know, he's in over his head. I didn't see that. I didn't notice that against Denver.
Yeah. Well, you just look at how different the training camps were. I'm going to tell you, I haven't, because I'm really the one that can draw from the experience of it. Like, we have not discussed enough about how stupid that was to do C.J. Stroud that way, if I'm being completely honest. I mean, that was, in hindsight, and even in the moment, I remember you and I talking about it, like, what are we doing? We're trying to install an offense, and we're just out here creating more chaos around a guy that seems like he's been at war for the last month, you know, last year kind of deal. So it was really a stupid decision to do that day after day after day, and we're seeing some of the consequences of it. Not necessarily the losing, but the happy feet, the struggles in the pocket, and, you know, not having great poise and feeling the pocket more times than not. And the only reason that thought pops in my head again is because I think Davis has been in the ideal situation. I mean, how many times did we go to camp and watch camp and Davis Mills is lighting the deep? And I know it's the twos, and I know he's working with the – I'm not worried about all that. But just Davis Mills is sitting there in a clean pocket, just sitting tall, just driving the ball all over the field. And you're like, that is what you want your quarterback seeing and feeling every day as you install a new offense. And so hopefully that pays off now that he's got
to play. I think mentally he is in a much different space than he was the last time CJ had a concussion and got hurt, and then they said, let's go in a different direction.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think he's in a – I mean, when we look at this team, you talked about it, I think the Jacksonville Jaguars – defense and the team that they're going to be playing means a lot to what his success could potentially be on Sunday. This is the 17th overall in total defense. They're 27th against the pass and 17th overall when it comes to scoring defense. And just as we talked about it, you watched that bad Raiders offense last night, last week. They gave up 29 points, 331 total yards. And only created one turnover against Geno Smith and that Raiders team. Their tight end, Brock Bowers, who may be the best tight end in football, but he absolutely destroyed him. I think he had 13 catches and killed the Jags. So against that group and with the Texans defense, to me, if, like, when we say open up the conversation of, is this just as much as, all right, how does Davis Mills play? If Davis is just solid, like solid, where – he makes all the plays he's supposed to make, doesn't make any mistakes, doesn't help him, If he does that, it is hard for me to see the Texans not win the game.
Yeah, look, I don't even think he
with
has
what
to,
the
I
other
even,
side.
I don't even think he has to be perfect. I mean, yes, like I said last week, I mean, you hit one of those throws against Denver, and that's a different game, and everybody's singing your praise because you came in and won the game. You know, I don't even think he has to be perfect. I mean, you can turn the football over. You can maybe miss a couple of big throws, but you got to hit a couple along the way as well.
Yeah.
You got to make some throws that are – I mean, if it, like with what CJ did last week, if you know, it's even more magnified now, but if Nick Caley schemes up a throw in the ocean touchdown to the running back early in the game from the 10-yard line, you got to see it and let the ball rip. You got to hit it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Give yourself a little grace in the fourth quarter. If you don't, it's too much to ask.
Yeah. All right, we'll see. Davis Mills, he gets the ball. They have been comfortable with him as a backup for the last couple of years. They've given him new contracts to stay here exactly for this moment. We'll see if he can get it done coming up on Sunday. All right, we do it our little Friday finish. The Texans will win if 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch, you can text in. The Texans will win if what happens, and we'll give our predictions as we continue right here live on the Drive.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org. Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Talyard Brewing in Sugarland, right next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys Ballpark, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, it's been a great time out here in Sugarland. This is the fourth stop that we've had out here at Talyard's, and every single time we've had a great time here.
That's right.
It is a great spot. This is no better place for a Football Friday than here at Talyard's. You should get on out here, as this is a beautiful night. Beautiful, beautiful night here in Sugarland to come out and have a good time. If you're on this side of town, you got to do it. I met the shout out to my man. I met the I think he does play-by-play for the Space Cowboys. Yeah, he came over. Said he said he never is able to get up to the station to say what's up to us, and he said hello. So, man, appreciate
Lobby
you.
Damn.
Appreciate you coming out saying hello, man. And it's a sorry we can't say the name of your stadium, but we do appreciate you all coming over. Stupid. No, man, good times being had here. Stay tuned here with us on Sports Radio 610. As you can hear from the head coach, D'Amico Ryans, right at 6 o'clock, he will be there on Texans All Access with Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. You can hear them 6 to 9. And shut up. Chris Santiago, his last show officially tonight on Area 45. The fellas go from 10 to midnight. Chris Santiago will be joined, obviously, by the guys, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, as Area 45 will take over at 10 o'clock.
Shout out Santiago.
There he is, following Texans All Access. Did JJ really say shout out to? I believe he did in my heart. Yeah. T-Mill's Best Bets, that's coming up. He'll try to recover from yesterday's two-for-five outing. He'll have that ready for you here in just a bit. We do this each and every Friday, our Friday finish. We love it if you participate with us as well, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch as well. You can join it. I see some people are checking in. The Texans will win if what happens? If what happens, someone text in just now, if Davis Mills is a game manager and can play from in front of the chains, they will put, yeah, if they do that, with any level of consistency, I'm with you. I think it's hard to see them win, so I think that is a good one. Where are you at, Clint? The Texans will win if what happens?
I'm going to go back to the well with Nico Collins, and not because I love Nico as much as I do, but simply because I believe this defense is susceptible to the pass. And I believe that Nico's got to eat for this thing to happen. I just don't believe that we're going to see a steady dose of Noel getting in there, getting touched strategically.
A big Christian Kirk night?
Yeah, or Kirk. I feel like everything's about to happen in rhythm. Within the progression, I feel like Nico is the one that, you know, at least we can expect some of the progressions to go his way. He's the one that I think if they do get singled up coverage, obviously Davis will go that direction. And I think the Stars got to play big, and I think they do. I need 100 yards out of Nico Collins. I went there last week, thought I was going to get there, had a hot start, but he didn't quite get to 100. I'm gonna go back to the well. Nico Collins, 100 yards, Texans win.
So Nico Collins, that's the big thing for you in this game. Gene, got to play better, got to coach better. Got to look at the film and clean stuff up. Oh, you sound like you're talking like you're
Nico, D'Amico at a press conference.
At a press conference. Text line coming through. The Texans will win if Nick Cayley is not booty butt cheeks. Thank you for the description. I don't know that I would say it like that, but Davis Mills, Juice Scruggs, Blake Fisher, the rest of those guys, they are going to need some help from scheme and from the play caller to get them in situations where they can be successful. Davis Mills as well. When you have this many guys that are down on that side of the ball and this many important guys, it will be good if he can help put them in situations, all of them, in situations where they got a chance, right? Like, I don't think in the first game against Jacksonville he put Ariante Ursary consistently in a space where he can have a chance. And I think he's got to do that for Davis. There can't be a bunch of deep shots for Davis in this game. There can't be a bunch of I don't think they approached the way that Sean Payton was doing it last week to the Texans is the way to go. You know, leaving Blake Fisher on islands alone all the time. Like, I think he's got to also put them in the right position. To do things. All right, that's from the text line. Text in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. The Texans will win if. My thought on that one, Clint, is If they don't help the Jags, I just find it impossible, or not impossible, but I find it very hard for the Jags to win this game. Offensively, that's how they've lived when they played any decent teams, is they have lived on turnovers and getting help in certain ways, either in special teams, turnovers, and most of they had three turnovers in every game for the first three or four that they played this year. Right, they were on a crazy pace that has slowed down. And that's why for Davis Mills, all of them, if they don't turn the football over, Clint, I honest to God, I could see 14 points being enough to win this game. Like it feels a lot like yesterday's game between, hopefully not as bad, but yesterday's game between Denver and the Raiders. Very, very, very much a defensive battle. And a low score, maybe not 10, but I mean, I think if the Texans somehow get two touchdowns, that is hard for me seeing Jacksonville scoring on this defense. So don't help them. Don't turn the ball over. Don't help them. By the way, the Texans, they have held six of their eight opponents to 17 or lower, right? And I think they could clearly do that again. Our guy Jimmy from Boots for Troops says the Texans will win if they score more points than the Jags. Thanks, Jimmy. Good call there, man. Try to give you an opportunity, Jimmy, and you go in here and you want to have fun with it. You want to play around and have fun with it. All right, we'll give our predictions here in just a second. But Tyler, let's get your best bets for the weekend. T Mills' best bets he's had an up and down week. Last night was a bit of a down. Let's see what he could do to close out the week. By the way, if you miss any of these. And you miss him any day, go to @TMillRealDeal to find out his picks. But what are your best bets tonight, Tyler?
Yeah, 2 for 5 was lame as hell, but I got 5 bets for you for the weekend. We've been doing it this way on Fridays for best bets. I got 5 bets all pertaining to the NFL. Week 10 around the NFL. Here are your 5 picks very quickly. Boys, you tell me if you love any of these. First, I got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers money line. They are hosting the Patriots. I got those odds at about -145. Next, I got the Miami Dolphins and some points. I really like this wager. It might be my favorite one. Dolphins +10 points, and they're hosting the Bills on Sunday. Great. Saints at Panthers. Over 39.5 points. That is a low number. I don't care who you are. That's a low number, and I think they'll eclipse that. Bryce Young's been playing a lot better lately. Panthers been winning some ball games. Saints-Panthers over 39.5. Then an under for you. The Atlanta Falcons, they're traveling to Indy to take on the Colts, fresh off their first loss. Under 48.5 points between the Falcons and Colts. And lastly here, the Texans, the hometown squad, the Houston Texans. I took 1 point. I'd be good with a pick 'em. Texans +1 as they are hosting the Jags on Sunday. Let's go, General Mills. Tell me you love it.
All right, I won't say the last one because we'll get our picks right here on the Texans and Jags. But the Falcons and Colts under. I feel like I get your thinking of going where's that game? Is that in Ireland? I know they're playing.
Oh, I'm not even sure.
Overseas.
I can't remember.
Well, then maybe that's not what you're thinking was. I was thinking like, hey, they get over there, maybe some jet lag and maybe the scoring's not going up. I don't know, boy. That one's a little nervous for me to touch because both of those teams can get it going offensively at times. The Falcons are a little less consistent, but both of those teams can get it going. I love the Bills and Dolphins. It's just weird that the Bills and the Dolphins play them well no matter how much of the tank they're in. They were right there in the fourth quarter in the last game. Now Tyreek Hill played, but they were right there in the fourth quarter in the last game. I like the Bucs and the Patriots. I would pick the Bucs too there. I like those first two. I don't know about the back ones.
I'll take that. Let's get this money.
All right. Clint, let's go with you. Where are you at prediction wise for this game? The Texans are, I think we got an understanding maybe where you are, where you've hinted all week. The Texans are 3-5, gotta have this game against Jacksonville. With 5 starters out, including C.J. Stroud, Titus Howard, Jalen Petrie, Ed Ingram, and Kyami Fairbairn. Your thoughts, where you see this game going?
24-13 Texans.
Woo!
I got 24-13 Texans. Yep.
24-13. Sure. All right, 24-13. Clint's feeling good about it. All right, Tyler, last week you – 2 weeks ago, I think you picked against the Texans, and that may be the first one in show history, and you were right on it. Where do you see in this must win game for the Texans?
Well, boys, General Mills is going to lead his crew to victory.
I know. Yeah, I knew.
In all seriousness, I do have the Texans winning this one on Sunday against the Jags, 20-13. I think they finally start properly using Woody Marks. We see a lot more of him in the pass game and the run game. He goes for 122 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. Texans win 20-13.
Woody Marks over 100 rushing.
There you go.
And 2 touchdowns.
That's right.
Let's see if that's who Nick wants to use. All right, today. On Sunday, maybe we'll see. Nick Chubb had the foot injury, so hopefully for you, Woody Marks can get some more action. All right, you fellas both have the Texans winning. Listen, Jacksonville's 5-3. You know, they got a weird win against the Raiders, but they do have a couple of really impressive wins. Went into San Francisco and won, beat the Chiefs at home on Monday Night Football. And they are currently in the playoffs. The Texans got to have this game. They beat them the first time in Jacksonville. Clint, I think this is a real low-scoring game. I think the Texans' defense, we may see this as one of their best performances of the season. I'm also going to go with the Texans. It's a low-scoring game. I got it 13-6.
13-6.
Yeah, 13-6, man. 13-6.
I'll take a dub any way we can get it.
No, at this point, yeah, you just got to get a dub.
13-6. Is that two field goals from old buddy and one
goals.
Touchdown?
Yeah, two field goals, one touchdown.
Oh, I thought three safeties.
You could always go at missed extra point.
You could always go to missed extra point if you really want to push the kicker off the cliff.
I got it there. I got it. Someone texts in. I'm taking the Jags. Too many injuries. Someone else said, I'll take the Texans 28-17. All right. So, I think they win, and we come back. And as you said, Clint, they're back still alive. Still alive. They lose this one. We got to have different conversations.
Yep.
On Monday and next week. All right. Again, shout out to everybody. Our engineer, Matt, kept keeping us on the air and on YouTube and Twitch. Our guy, Shay, promo staff, working very hard. Tyler, we appreciate you working very hard, keeping us going here at the station as well. Clint, great job. I am Ron, the show Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
I know putting up with his ass on the basketball court in Baytown with that big old head he had running around there. A little bitty body with a big old head running around there. I know he was hell, but big shout out to you, Coach.
Just jacking up threes, bro.
Tyler.
Milner!
You're a depth player. I need you to set screens, man, not shoot threes.
That's not why I'm out here. Free throws and threes, baby.
Bring on the Jaguars!
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.